Ann Patchett is a novelist and a nonfiction writer. From her nice writing room in the Midwest, she has taken us around the world. Her last novel took us to the Amazon jungle. It was called State of Wonder. But as a nonfiction writer, she travels as well. She's out with a collection of her own essays. This is the story of a happy marriage. I asked her whether this collection reveals a writer who isn't flinching from her own foibles and follies.
I've flinched a few times. I mean, I tried to be honest about the moments that I'm telling, but then, of course, there are all sorts of moments of my life that I left out, which I don't come across quite as well. So it's an unflinching eye, but I'm also the editor.
What's the narrative arc?
The narrative arc is about commitment to all sorts of different things, but, you know, also just kind of growing up. The stories aren't chronological in terms of how I've written them, and they're not exactly chronological in terms of how I live them. But, you know, I think that threads about love and Catholicism, you know, it starts off with this story about how much I hate Christmas and my father reading me a story of noble nuns and the fact that I didn't go to school when I was a kid and we moved around a lot. And then by the end of the book, I find the nun that had been my teacher when I was in first, second, and third grade, the person who taught me to read. And she was a person that I really held a huge grudge against because I couldn't read, and she kept me in from recess, and she was really stern, really tough on me. And she was sort of my classic bad, mean nun story. And then I met her again, and it turns out she was a lovely person, and kind of the embodiment of everything I really like about Catholicism, and there's a lot to not like about Catholicism, but a kind, caring person who works with the poor and visits the sick and really does those good things. And I had gotten her story so wrong. So in that sense, you know, it's about getting so many different things wrong and then hopefully over time getting them right again.
Well, basically, you're saying these are essays of a writer who got her start in women's magazines,
yeah,
and that the style of those essays is to have a moral.
I think it's a lesson.
A lesson,
right?
Yes.
Which if you're talking about the application of eye makeup, it's a lesson and not a moral.
But they have to have lessons then. Life.
Exactly.
I thought they had to have life lessons, but I guess that's a life lesson.
Right, right. Getting your eyeliner on straight can be a real life lesson. Getting the right pair of shoes.
How is that approach different from the approach you take when you're writing novels, which are messier, I would assume?
They're messier and they're so much harder. The essays that I have written in my life, the most successful ones have been the most personal ones. I have done some reporting, but I never found the reporting pieces very interesting, and I certainly didn't put any of them in the book. It's funny, there's one piece in this book called My Road to Hell Was Paved, which was a piece that I wrote for Outside Magazine about driving a Winnebago through the West. And not that I think of that as reporting, you know, it's not like I'm going to Afghanistan with my Winnebago, but they wanted me to go in and infiltrate Winnebago culture and talk about how horrible Winnebagos were and how they're clogging up the park and sucking up all the fuel. And I went out and I wrote that piece for Outside Magazine that they wanted me to write. And it was a really mediocre, unimportant piece. But all these things happened while I was writing that story that Outside didn't care about. I wasn't going to put into the article. But then when it was time to put this book together and I found that lousy piece that I had written for Outside, I thought, well, you know, now I could go back and write the really interesting story of what had happened, which was I was dating Carl and we had broken up and he wanted to go on this trip with me in the Winnebago. And I finally agreed. And so we got back together again and later got married. But we got back together again on this Winnebago trip. Well, that was an interesting story. So that's a good reason to put a book of essays together, because you can go back and tell the story that you really wanted to tell.
Carl, your second husband, which in reading this, we find out that the reason you folks got married, you were in a relationship, you wanted to be able to go to a hospital room because he'd been diagnosed with a serious illness. Turned out to be a misdiagnosis. But you guys were happy to stay married? Anyways.
Yeah, it was really great. We dated for 11 years. I never, never wanted to get married again. I bought a house 3 blocks away from his house. I said, I'll stay with you till one of us dies. I'm in it for the long haul. But I don't want to get married, and I don't want to live together. I had been married for 14 months when I was 24, and that pretty much was it for me. But then he got sick, and it looked like he might die. And he needed me, you know. He needed me to make decisions. If it came down to that, you can't really do a lot of things as somebody's girlfriend. You have to do them as someone's spouse. And so we got married very quickly, and he was sick for about 3 months, and then he was completely better. So on one hand, I felt a little duped. You know, I sold my house, I got married, I did all these things I said I'd never do. But on the other hand, I think it was the only way I ever would have gotten married again. I was so set against not getting married. And I actually really love being married to Carl. It's been very happy.
Ann Patch's collection of essays is This is the Story of a Happy Marriage. Aren't you afraid you're going to be calling down the fates again by stating that?
Oh, man, am I afraid of that. When I decided on the title of this book and I looked at the titles of all the different essays, you know, it's a good title, right? I own a bookstore and it's a good-looking book. It's a good title. It's intriguing. I think it'll make people pick it up off the shelf. But it terrifies me because I think it's like saying my kids are beautiful and they make straight A's and they love me and they have no interest in methamphetamine at all. Why would you say that? Why would you call the evil eye down on yourself? And it was probably a year ago that I decided to call this book, This is the Story of a Happy Marriage. And every time that Carl and I have had any sort of minor altercation since then, one of us will say, oh, this is great. You know, this is great. We've got a book coming out called This is the Story of a Happy Marriage, and we're going to be divorced by the time that comes out. That's going to be really embarrassing. So, I don't know. It was a real act of faith.
You told an interviewer that Grace Paley is your literary and real American hero. And I don't know enough about Grace Paley. Why was she a real American hero?
Because Grace Paley, who, when the Freedom of Information Act came through and her FBI CIA files were released, they were taller than she was. There was a great picture of Grace standing next to her CIA files, and they towered over her. She was a great anti-war activist and an activist for women's issues and children's issues, and somebody who just was always willing to pick up a sign and march in the street and get on a plane and go someplace dangerous to stand up for people's freedoms and people's rights. She really, really was a hero.
Is your NSA file going to look like hers?
My NSA file is going to say things like, Patchett had peanut butter for lunch, no cause for further surveillance.
Ann Patchett's collection of essays is This is the Story of a Happy Marriage. Well, you end with, I'm going to call it redemption. Of your feeling of the nuns, and you, mm-hmm. The book is full of coming to terms with sticking things out, making a commitment, trying to be happy, but it starts with divorce. It starts with your parents' divorce, and since we were talking about life's lessons, what's the life lesson of that?
My father is 82. My mother is 76. They are both married to other people that they've been married to for a long time. And I look at the two of them at this point and think, God, I'm really glad these two people aren't married to one another. It seems so clear to me that Frank and Jean would not have worked out if they had stuck it out. That wouldn't have been a good idea for either one of them. As somebody who is a huge divorce phobe and wanted nothing more than to never get divorced, I have to say I'm so grateful for divorce. I'm so grateful that my parents got divorced. I'm grateful that I got divorced when I was 25 years old. I'm grateful that my husband got divorced because then I got to marry him. You know, I don't think that people were happier when they had to stay married no matter what. I think probably people were a whole lot more miserable. And when people carp on about how it's so easy to get divorced and people don't take marriage seriously, marriage is hard. And I think, if anything, we should pass some laws that say you can't get married until you're 30 or something. We should make it a lot harder to get married. I don't think we need to make it harder to get divorced. So that's probably, you know, one of the big revelations. I don't come out of this thinking, well, you know, my parents were divorced and it really wrecked my life. I don't think it actually really wrecked my life. My life is great.
I'd say that some of the essays in those magazines that you wrote for also do try to put forth the notion that, you know, bottom line, women and men, but women, be honest.
I'm all for honesty. I am a big, big proponent of just telling the truth, especially to yourself. If you can't tell the truth to other people, that's one thing, but at least tell the truth to yourself.
Ann Patchett is author of a collection of essays, This is the Story of a Happy Marriage. She will be on stage at Town Hall 7:30 tonight with our friend Nancy Pearl.